USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky said Russian missiles struck a train station and house in eastern Ukraine and killed at least 22 people. President Biden spent another $3 billion Wednesday to support Ukraine's military in the months ahead.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi from 1 year ago. And now Democrat President Biden has added another tax to the American people in a time of financial recession. His student loan forgiveness of $10,000 to $20,000 per student is now going to be paid back by you and me. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The last week of the NFL preseason is tonight with two games and runs through the weekend. Although the American people are now responsible for paying back some of the American student loans in President Biden's $300 billion handout, at least you can enjoy a nice steak if you so choose. Well, the drought out west is making that comfort food a little less viable.
More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, forcing farmers and ranchers to sell off their herds. The president of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, Arthur Uhl, tells Fox News if the drought continues, meat consumers can expect more inflation.
The fewer cattle there are out in the country, the fewer calves will be born next year, mm-hmm. and the supply will go down. And when supplies go down, it's very simple, supply and demand, the prices will rise.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Spending money like drunken sailors. That's how one Republican describes the White House during a recession.
Wednesday on Fox News, former Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway argued that the Democrats' surprise win in a New York special election wasn't a strong indicator for the midterms. She also provided reaction to Biden's student loan decision.
You don't start spending money like drunken sailors, and that's what Biden's Washington is doing. And by the way, Biden is going to be on the ballot everywhere in November. That's why nobody wants to campaign with him.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Many Americans are quite upset they are now responsible to pay back America's student loans in a time of recession. That's what Democrat President Biden did Wednesday with the stroke of a pen, completely bypassing Congress. According to Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, President Biden does not have the authority for student loan forgiveness.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. And I don't even like to call it forgiveness because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Just freeing people from those obligations.
Pelosi from July of 2021. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.